This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. European Union foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels Monday to debate the bloc's response to Russia's arrest of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Ministers will also discuss the police crackdown on pro-Navalny demonstrators as pressure grows to impose sanctions on the Kremlin. EU leaders have called on Russia to immediately release Navalny and all pro-Navalny protesters in detention. The United States also strongly condemned the arrests and use of harsh tactics against protesters and journalists this weekend through a State Department spokesperson. The protests were called by Navalny after he was jailed upon his return to Russia last weekend from Germany, where he'd been recovering from a poisoning attack that nearly took his life last August. Talks have begun in Washington, D.C. over President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, which is facing increasing pushback. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Lawmakers on the right question the wisdom of racking up bigger deficits, while those on the left are urging Biden not to spend too much time on bipartisanship when the pandemic is killing thousands of Americans each day and costing more jobs amid tightening restrictions in many communities. The plan includes $160 billion for vaccine distribution and $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans. Many hope to approve a relief package before former President Trump's impeachment trial, which is set to begin in 2 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will visit Scotland this week to plead with the Scots to reject narrow separatism. This after Scotland's first minister called for another independence referendum. We have more international headlines on voanews.com.